to the end. I'll shower you with gold and more. Bottle-proof, inside war. Inside war, inside war, inside war, inside war, inside war.
Oh, there we go. That was Let Go, and that is one of the tracks from my next guest's latest debut album called File New. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
How's everyone?
Oh, they're all good. Paul, I have to apologise. I've had a problem with my mic. That's why I seem to have gone dead for a little while. I had a problem with my mic, so I had to turn. I started playing games here, pulling mics from one place to another, and I said I'd play a bit of "Let Go," the first track off your album. So apologies to you and to the listeners if it all seemed a little bit disjointed.
Sure, look, it's 10 a.m. on a Friday morning.
Exactly. Now, you play under the name of Tanoki. So let's start off with, what is Tanoki?
What is Tanoki? As in, where did the name come from?
Exactly, or, yeah.
It came from Super Mario Brothers. In Mario, when you get this like little... when you get a flower, to be able to kind of like fly a little bit.
Ah, now, Tanoki, you Mario. See, this just shows how old I am. That you know, even Super Mario Brothers, which is one of the kind of the first of the games of the electronic games to come out, I'm still way too old for it.
Good Lord!
So unfortunately,
well, sure, look, you're never too old for a bit of games, you know. Something to chill out to.
Yeah. Chess, board games, marbles, marbles. That's my. But, and the other thing, and I don't know if you were listening to the show just before I got in touch with you, I actually played Loading. Another one that you played did with Pharrell, and I love that track because I know you released that one actually last year with Pharrell.
That's right, yeah.
But I was slagging you off being from Kilkenny. Because it's only as far as I know, it's not the only place. All it's good for down there in Kilkenny is hurling, and
we have Oscar nominated animators down here.
The Brown Box
Saloon.
Cartoon Saloon.
Yeah. So, you know, hurling inside of Ireland, but worldwide, you know.
And then I was going to go on and say, you know, well, you have St. Canice's Cathedral, and it's a great sound in there, but that's more classical and things like that. Tell us a little bit about the contemporary music scene in Kilkenny.
Do you know what? I actually haven't got a clue. I think because in the last few years, I've only moved back to Kilkenny in the last 6 years, and then in the last two I've just been living out in Thomastown doing my own thing, so I actually have, to be honest, I wish I could answer it any better, but I've just been kind of hidden away here, you know what I mean? I'd fear if I said anything, so I'd be just talking about something from about 10 or 15 years ago, like.
Yeah, but no, I know myself, there is a great scene going on in Kilkenny, and there's a number of people.
There is indeed, yeah.
Who are doing great things, and there's one young lady, and her name escapes me just at the moment, but she's actually classically trained.
Ali Comerford, maybe?
Yes, that's it. And she's been going around the world, but has come back and is now doing her own stuff, and I think she's based in Kilkenny now as well.
Yeah, there's a few of us, all right. We're all kind of hidden away in nooks and crannies here, though.
Indeed. Now, let's keep this going. Tell us about the new album, anyway. You know, the debut album. These things don't come together very easily. How did you put it together, and how long did it take you?
Well, it's been a long, long time. I only just noticed there the other night that, like, some of the originals of some of these songs are from like 2014, which is kind of crazy. That's like 8 years ago. But music has always just been a bit of a side project with me. So it's funny because I was looking in that folder, and the first versions were 2014, and then the second versions were like 2017. So I obviously didn't return to it for about 3 years, like. So been ongoing, just kind of tipping away at it. But then during lockdown and getting just more into music production, I just decided to really kind of take it a little bit more serious than just kind of messing away. You know, that's what I would always say. But then I got to a point where I thought I was doing a bit better, and then, you know, I was playing some stuff for friends, and they were like, "No, this is pretty good, and it's very legit. So, you know, take it seriously." You know what I mean? And I had enough songs for an EP a couple of years ago, and then I just was making more stuff, and then I was like, oh, it'd be really nice to have an album. Just be nice to be able to say I made an album at one point in my life. So that's what ended up being Final Name.
Now, and you mentioned friends. You've collaborated quite a bit on this, and with a friend of I do a show called Irish to the Core.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
No.
I do it twice a week. It's an hour and a half each time, and they're all brand new Irish contemporary records that I play, or records.
It's indeed,
okay. That just shows you how old I am. I've still called them records. Tracks.
It's a beautiful word. I don't think we should ever leave it either.
Yeah. Tracks.
Tracks.
One of the first people I ever played, and that got me into playing new contemporary Irish music, was Farrah L.
Yeah.
And I just
beautiful soul.
Oh, absolutely! And some of her music, like the likes of Silk and things like that, they just blew my mind. And I brought her into studio, and we had a great chat. And it turned out that my daughter actually went to school with her older sister. So it's just funny how things change around. But she's she's absolutely brilliant. But
she's fantastic.
And she hasn't, she promised me then, this is going back two and a half, maybe even 3 years ago, she promised me she was going to, she was putting together an album and she was going to release it. And I'm still waiting on it.
I know, so am I. We all are.
Yeah. And the reason I say this is it's to give people an idea how long it takes to put a whole album together.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big things that I kind of didn't even realise as much as that, like, you just have to sit and wait as well to, like, release a single, and you have to release another single, and then eventually, you know, put out the album. Like, this album was mixed and mastered a year and a half ago, so, like, I really just wanted to get it out then. But friends of mine and other people were like, no, you should put singles out and kind of, you know, do it drip by drip or bit by bit. And it can be a bit painstaking because the music industry isn't exactly, yeah, I don't know, it's not I don't know what to say about it, to be honest, but it's not really a place for putting out an album which is kind of ironic on the day I'm putting out an album. But you do really have to kind of take it slow, you know, especially if you're a new act and you want to kind of slightly start building up a name.
No.
So a lot of it is just sitting on stuff, which I'm not really a big fan of, but at the same time I'm glad I did it, because if I just uploaded this a year and a half ago, it just would have been existing online, and that would have been the end of it. But you gotta put the time in for all the PR as well.
Now, what I was going to ask you was you have a number of people, three people, shall we say, that's
three, yeah.
Three that you collaborated with: Farrah L, Colm O'Queeve, and then, yeah, Tay Edwards. Tell us about working with Tay Edwards, because you didn't do that. You weren't sitting in the one room doing it.
No, it's funny. Yeah, I've never met the guy before in my life. I just found him on a website called Fiverr, and it's for freelancers or musicians or anything, and you just go online and you look through the categories and you find a person who, you know, fits your criteria or whatever. And so obviously I was looking in the rap area and just listened to a handful of different rappers, and he was he sounded pretty good to me, and he had a good price point. So I just contacted him through the website, and lo and behold, he was originally with the song that It Has Begun. It was just an instrumental, and I just sent it to him and I said, would you be interested in rapping over this? And within 4 days he had sent me back like all of his rap, and then I just mixed it into the track. I know, it's mad, isn't it?
Is absolutely crazy, but it just shows you the talent that some of these lads have.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. It's absolutely bonkers. Fiverr is, like, if you're ever stuck for inspiration, Fiverr is a place where you can go and just listen to it, like what different people are doing. Like, I mean, you can get everything on it. It's bonkers.
Now, what's next?
At the moment, I'm building a live show. So I'm primarily a visual artist. So I'm doing a live AV show. So I'm just building up that at the moment, getting all my files ready and relinking and linking stuff to lights and all sorts of stuff. So it'll be something that I'm really looking forward to getting out into the live gigging scene.
And so you've nowhere set up as yet where if somebody wanted to go see you or something like that, you haven't got anything lined up yet?
No, not yet. I'm hoping by the summertime I'll have some gigs ready to go.
Excellent. And are you going to be doing them just solo, or will you have someone like Pharrell come along with you?
I'll probably, for now, solo, but if our paths are able to cross, I'll get Farrah in as well, and maybe try and get Cullum in, do different parts of different songs and stuff like that as well. Yeah, it'd be great to build it up as time goes along. You know, maybe bring in a live drummer and, you know, other live instrumentation as well. But for now, just for ease of use and whatnot, it'll be a solo AV show. So myself on stage playing guitar and then controlling the visuals and lights and music.
This is the amazing thing, particularly for, shall we say, that the older listeners like me, you know, you can control everything. You can have a whole orchestra behind you.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
All done on a little box, and you can control it there, and it's difficult for people of my age to actually understand the talent it takes to actually control that, because it's not like that you just set down tracks and you're actually controlling it the whole time.
Yeah.
for the space you're in.
Yeah, I often hear it being called like, oh, just someone pushing buttons or whatever. But like, no, I don't think people really grasp or understand how much and how long and how much effort it takes to get to that point of even making it that. Makes it look like you're just pushing buttons.
Yeah, it's an instrument. I think
it's the equivalent of someone saying about someone ripping a guitar solo. It's like, oh, he's sure he's just putting his fingers in the right place. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's absolutely fabulous when you see it, when it's been done, and somebody with the talent to do it. I'm blown away by it, I have to say. Absolutely blown away by it. And also the it takes a lot more nerve to get up there and do it yourself than having four or five lads there with you, because the other lads can cover for you.
This is true, yeah.
You're out there on your own. Now, I have to say, I love your album, and hopefully, I think it'll do really well. It launched today.
Yeah.
Where can people get it?
Everywhere. Just Spotify, Apple Music, all the places, Amazon, all the streaming services. I haven't actually released a physical copy.
And if
unfortunately those times are over, I think.
Well, well, you know, you never know. We never say never.
No, never say never. But now, for now, it's just all online, and you know, people will be able to access it on their phones and their Google Homes and whatnot.
And if people want to check you out on online, you have Twitter, you have Instagram, you have a YouTube and Spotify and all that.
All that, yeah. It's all, well, so on for all the music sites, it's all just Tanoki, which is Tanoki, and then for everything else, it's like my actual old name, which is Mr. Paul Mahon. So on Instagram and Twitter and all that, just my actual name.
Grand. And what I will do is when I stick up the podcast of this interview, I will stick up your all your media sites on that as well, so people can click in and see what you're at.
Brilliant.
Now, I think what we'll play out with is It Has Begun. So will you just introduce that, and we'll let it go.
Okay. Hi, my name is Paul Mahon, a.k.a. Tanoki, and you are listening to It Has Begun, featuring Tay Edwards.
All the best now. Take care. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks a million. Cheers for your support.
Slán. Bye-bye.
It started out as a microchip, born from an idea. We started out as a molecule, born of your ideals. We built up like it's IKEA, evolved to a galleria. Now we talking to the whole world, you would swear that we were still on Pangea. Over time there was matrimony, internet we held the ceremony. Hawkins said we should be careful, but we deny his testimony. What is real, what is phony, imposter, no macaroni. Wordplay, yeah, it taught me that. Record my voice, then I'll play it back. Manipulate words that I hear in my ears, and now I'm not sure we can trust that. Our greatest ally, best friend, our mediator, just plug it in. We talk to it and it listens. Documents all your traditions, remembers your face, reminds you of places that you forgot. Could you start to embrace it? It'll be there, cover mistakes, knows who you are, knows what you ate, knows that your weaknesses sit and it waits for us to recognize that it's too late. It has begun. What have we done? What we create might be the one to bring our salvation. Feel our temptation. What does the future hold for our innovation? It has begun. What have we done? What we create might be the one to bring our salvation. Feel our temptation. What does the future hold for our innovation? Look at the times. We stay connected, but never connecting, never reflecting. Point A to point B. This technology could be the greatest thing or the beginning of a eulogy placed online to see. We've touched the moon. We searched the seas. Drive ingenuity without the keys. I game with my friend while he's in Japan. I can see the world from the palm of my hand. Too much info I can't contain. I see they set off another bomb again. My kid just learned how to ride a bike from looking at YouTube, and I'm just like, why can't you wait? Let me teach you right. He said life moves at the speed of light. As technology grows, we growing with it. Who's in control? Tell me who isn't. Everything is trending. Tell me what isn't. This drug we're addicted. We love this hate conflicted. It has begun. What have we done? What we create might be the one to bring our salvation. Feel our temptation. What does the future hold for our innovation? It has begun. What have we done? What we create might be the one to bring our salvation. Feel our temptation. What does the future hold for our innovation? It has begun. What have we done? What we create might be the one
have salvation. Feel our temptation. What does the future hold for our innovation? It has begun. What have we done? What we create might be the one to bring our salvation. Feel our temptation. What does the future hold for our innovation?